Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Thursday, November 13th. And it is 5:31, ready to kick this day off. Thank you guys so much for joining us, being a part of the show. Yesterday, I told my husband, he's like, what do you want for Christmas? What do you want for Christmas? So I was like, you know what? I could really use a new pair of headphones that I use every day. Like, these ones are kind of... they're not like janky, but they've been through it, and yeah. I can tell it's like time for a new one. So he was like looking at like the jack and measuring stuff, and I don't know what he did, but they are so weird this morning. Like I can only hear out of one channel because he took stuff apart on it.
Oh no!
And he undid my wiring, and so now I can only hear out of one channel. I'm like, what is happening?
So he took the cord apart. And like doing did yeah. everything, even like the little jack at the end, he took apart.
Yeah, oh, he no. needed to measure like to see what size the jack it is. Okay, wait. Oh, shoot. I keep jiggling it around, hoping it's going to work. But yeah, so he took the wire out, wanted to measure how long is the wire. Like he wanted to get everything perfect. I'm like, it's really not that deep. Like just a pair of headphones is totally fine. But God bless him. He's trying to do something nice. And now he just completely sabotaged me for the show this morning.
Oh, you know what? And I don't blame it, but I consider it is that it's Mercury retrograde.
Oh, yeah.
And there's technology.
Always something. Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. How you doing this morning?
I am good. Yesterday was the first time we turned on our heater.
Oh, it's already on in your house.
It's on. James is getting sick and he was feeling a little chilly last night. So I was like, I think it's time we turn on the heater. And he goes, no, I don't want to turn the heater on just yet. I'm like, just stop being stubborn. Turn on the heater. So we put on our heater and it was at like 73. And it's that weird thing at night when it's so hot but also so cold. Like you're still trying to figure out what the temperature is. And since James is feeling under the weather, I can see him like half of his body is in the blanket and the other half of the body is out trying to figure out what's the best temperature for him.
Just trying to find that perfect spot mm-hmm. for the temperature. Yeah, we haven't gone there yet. I did pull out a jacket today. I wouldn't say it's a coat. I'd say it's a nice heavy, light jacket, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
But, I'm like, yeah, it's going to be chilly. Today's the day. Things are going to start getting chilly. We're supposed to get some rain this weekend.
I heard.
So, yeah, finally, fall / winter is in Las Vegas. I mean, I was so confused. It's like 80 degrees the other day. And I'm like, wow, it's just so beautiful.
It really is. And I just love the this time of the year. But then there is that weird random, is it going to be freezing today or is it going to be hot today? That type of thing.
I feel like I'm always cold, so I can never do wrong with a jacket, but it's that time of year where I hate the first time the heater goes on in your house and it smells so weird.
Yes, that's what James was doing yesterday. He goes, what's that smell?
Yeah, it's the heater.
He's like, is it the air fryer? Is everything okay in the air fryer? I'm like, babe, we just turned the heater on. And go, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely that time of year. So other than that, you guys have a good day yesterday?
Yeah, everything's good. How was the giving machine yesterday?
It was great. We were at downtown Summerlin, and we officially kicked off the season of giving by the giving machine opening. There's one at downtown Summerlin, and that's where we were at. And so many people showed up. It was packed. It was really cool to meet everyone. I was emceeing it. And then there's also one at the district at Green Valley Ranch. So if you want to take the family out, and it's basically a vending machine, and you pick something to give to either a local charity or a global charity. I mean, you can give goats. Like the global charity to
nice.
People that are trying to start businesses themselves. You can locally give diapers to Babies Bounty or food to Three Square. Like, it's just the coolest thing ever.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm happy you did that. And I love seeing the pictures with the, what's the A's mascot again?
Stomper!
Yes!
I love Stomper.
I can't wait for the A's to be in town. I love it.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. So thank you to everyone who came out. A lot coming up on the show today, guys. We have your tickets to the advanced screening of Wicked for Good. I know a lot of people have been asking about those. Yes, you can see it first and for free. Those tickets coming up at 7:30 with the Mega Minute this morning. We also have an early edition of Heads Up. In just a few minutes, we're going to give away tickets so you can see Andy Grammer. He is coming to town. He's going to be at Red Rock Casino and Resort, and that is on the way. So much more. Let's start the show. It is time. It is Mercedes in the morning. Have you ever walked into a situation where you're thinking you're going to chill, things are going to be easy, and then you realize you were secretly signed up for something that you did not apply for? I've heard it before being called being voluntold to do something, volunteered, voluntold, and that was kind of your weekend, Steph.
Yeah, it's funny. My mom, she takes so much pride in her work. She works for the city council, and she works in her small town in California. It's like a population of 3,000, so we're in her town, and it's called Calipat, and I'm driving around. My mom is driving around at night. I'm sitting in the passenger seat, and all of a sudden, it's like a light bulb went into her head. She goes, oh, Steffi, this is perfect. You can help me take pictures around town of all the lampposts, which lights are out. I'm like, what do you mean?
Oh, yay, fun.
This sounds like a great idea. So here we are. She's driving, and it's dark, and I understand because of daylight saving time, she wants the city to be a little bit more lit at night. So I'm telling you, she's like, okay, she's pulling up to all these different buildings. She goes, you see that lamppost right there? Take a picture of that. But make sure in the back you can see the building. So when I send it to the city manager, she knows what building I'm talking about.
Oh my gosh.
I swear to you, I took like 6 to 7 pictures of different lampposts with lights that were out. So I'm like, okay, you know, that's okay, whatever. You know, it didn't take me long. So I send them to her. She sends them off to the city manager. The next day, she said, I have another project for us.
Oh, yippee.
She said, a lot of school staff members have been complaining about this red zone, and the city manager said that the reason why we put these red zones is because of all the other neighboring cities and their red zones. She goes, so I'm going to do my homework and you're going to help me. We're going to go to all the neighboring cities and take pictures of all of their red zones.
Oh my gosh. At this point, I'm like, I am not coming to visit anymore.
Yes.
All I do is chores.
She's like, it's going to be so much faster when you're with me. You take better pictures than I do. So I was put to work on my vacation and I was doing my mom's job for her.
You know, that's really sweet. And it was nice of you to do. And God bless your mom. You know, she needed the help.
She
so
did.
Of course we want to help someone. But it's when someone tells you, hey, you're going to help me with this. And you're like, excuse me, did we not know, learn how to ask someone if they want to help? I mean, my answer would have been yes, but it's when they tell you you're going to be doing something like, wait a second, I had no say in this matter whatsoever.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, didn't know I was your unpaid assistant for the day, but all right, I love you, so I'll spend time with you doing this.
And when were you voluntold to do something? Do you get it a lot? I know my husband makes a joke all the time that I voluntold him to do all this stuff, but I feel like I get it so much from my kids. Like, I feel this in my soul. Like, my daughter does this to me all the time. She'll, like, sign me up to speak at her school, or she'll sign me up for some charity thing. And, like, I love doing it, don't get me wrong, but it's like she needs to give me more of a heads up. It'll be like, oh, also, day after tomorrow, you got to come to my school and talk about this. Like, what?
Like, oh my God.
What time? Do I have availability? Like, what's going on? And it's just like there's no sort of like heads up on that. And so it's like, cool, great, I love doing it, but the timing is always wild on this stuff.
Do you ever feel like you're voluntold to help them with like their school projects as well?
Oh no, it's just a given. There's like no voluntold. It's like, who's helping with the project? Well, duh, mom's gonna help.
To another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is 6:02. It is Thursday, November 13th. I'm kind of turned around since we had a couple days off this week.
Same.
I'm like, it's Tuesday. No, it's Thursday. So yeah, the weekend is quickly approaching and I'm super excited for next week. It's race week. F1 yes. is coming to town. I am so freaking excited. I am a fan, and I just having all the drivers here in town. I wake up at like 3 o'clock in the morning to watch races that are overseas
you
and stuff.
Are?
Yes, I love it. I have definitely become an F1 fan. I think like we need to pick a driver for you
okay.
and have that be like your driver. And I wish there was like some sort of personality test to determine. Maybe I can use AI to come up with a test, and then we ask you questions and then it'll spit out who your driver should be, you know?
I would love that because I'm not really into it. I want to get into it and I just don't know where to start. So I think this would be a great idea.
I'm thinking like just off the cuff based on your personality and just your kind of general overall positivity, I would put you... I think I would put you on, honestly, with Lewis Hamilton.
Okay.
Who is an icon, obviously, but he's not doing well this season, but he could definitely use, I mean, he's with Ferrari now,
yes.
so you could go with him, but I love Lewis Hamilton. He's amazing.
Honestly, he's the only driver that I really know.
Okay.
So I'm like,
or you could go with his teammate, Charles Leclerc.
Ooh, I like the way his sounds.
Charles Leclerc.
Yeah. Okay.
I was going over some stuff for the Hot 3 this morning. I saw this like poll that kind of blew my mind. I don't know that it's Hot 3 worthy, but I thought this was really interesting. Did you know 26% of people say they can't swallow a pill without water?
Oh, I believe that.
You can't do it?
I could do like small pills, but like the big multivitamins, that is a talent.
Yeah, 13% say it's physical. Another 13% say it's all mental. And then there's like 5% who say they actually prefer swallowing their pills dry.
Why?
Who are these
psychos?
These people with throats made of titanium? Like, what is going on here? Like, I will choke on air sometimes.
Me
so
too.
How are you raw dogging an Advil? I don't understand.
I remember being a kid and like how learning how to swallow pills was the death of me.
Oh, my daughter, one of them cannot do it. The only way she can swallow a pill is if we put it in applesauce and then she eats the applesauce and it goes down with the applesauce.
Brilliant.
That's the only way. But I mean, that is a hidden talent. If you are the person that loves swallowing pills without anything, do you have one of those really weird hidden talents? I mean, I think that's pretty impressive for the person who I'll do that like you with small pills, but nothing big. That is pretty impressive.
You know, thinking of just like weird talents, this is something that I discovered a few years ago. You know how usually people will whistle and they'll whistle while exhaling while they whistle out. Well, I can only whistle inhaling when I whistle in. So
you can't do it out?
No. So my out one isn't as good as my inhale. That's my exhale. Here's my inhale.
Oh my gosh.
It's much better than the exhale whistle.
What a talent. What a talent.
I don't know how I discovered it. I don't know what boredom I was doing, but that's how I figured it out.
That is so funny. I think my weird hidden talent is I can make voices that babies love. I don't know exactly who they are. Sometimes they sound like Elmo, but if I see a baby and I talk to them in one of these voices, their eyes are just like, I'll be like, "Why, hello there, little baby, how you doing?" Or I'll be like, "Hello, are you okay today? What's going on?" And they are just like, "What?"
You have a talent for different crazy voices. Like, that's a Stitch voice right there.
The one I just did?
It has to be.
Hello, I'm Stitch from Lilo and Stitch. Welcome to the show this morning.
You are in the wrong career, Mercedes. What are you doing here?
I don't know. I can't swallow a pill without water.
But I can talk like I'm Lilo. Welcome to the show, everybody.
I can't imagine you doing the show like that for the rest of the day.
Oh my gosh. No, we want people to stay. Please don't leave us, folks. We love you.
Never mind. I take it back.
Yes. All right. Well, we've got a lot coming up on the show. No more Lilo. Unless it's specifically requested. We are going to get you those tickets for the advanced screening of Wicked for Good, 7:30 with the Mega Minute. Our early edition of Heads Up, we have anti-grammar tickets, so don't go anywhere. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. And on the way next, we have What's Trending. A major superstar is stepping up into their first acting role and doing it with an Anne Rice story and a cast just full of heavy hitters. That story coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Adele is trending this morning. She is stepping into her first acting role, and she's doing it with Tom Ford. Like, this is going to be big. The movie is called Cry to Heaven. And he wrote the screenplay, he is directing, and he is producing. So when Tom Ford says he wants you in his movie, you go, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
The story is based on Anne Rice's novel, and it drops you right into the 18th century Italy, where everything kind of revolves around opera and power and people trying to outshine each other. And it's about this Venetian noble who, and then a maestro castrato, and the pressure of that whole world, I guess. Like, I'm already feeling the tension, and the cameras haven't even rolled yet. They're keeping Adele's role locked up. I keep wondering if she's going to play someone that everyone in the story actually hears before they see, you know?
Oh, that'd be incredible.
Her voice is about,
Julie so-and-so.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, she would have to do a singing role, right?
You would think. I mean, why would you put Adele in a movie if she's not going to sing? That would be such a waste of her voice. But yeah, with opera at the center, you know your ears are going to perk up the second she appears. The cast is actually stacked. Nicholas Hoult, Aaron Taylor-Johnson, Colin Firth, Paul Bettany, Thandie Newton, Hunter Schafer, so many more. So it's going to be a pretty big movie. There is something cool about Adele stepping into the same universe, though, as an Anne Rice adaptation, you know?
It kind of fits really well and complements each other. And just thinking about the cast, someone that I'm really looking forward to see that just kind of debuted is Owen Cooper. He is the kid from the show Adolescence. And I really, really thought he did an incredible job acting. I think that seeing him in another role is going to be a little bit more exciting to see too.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't get outshined by Adele on this one. He may,
but probably will.
Like I said, the cast is stacked, so everyone can hold their own, that's for sure. Filming starts in mid-January in London and Rome, and then they're aiming for an autumn 2026 date. So it's not
it's not too far off if you think about some of the other things. Like, we're waiting for K-pop Demon Hunters, and that's going to be like 3 years. So at least this will be a little sooner. I'm already seeing Adele walking into her acting era, and when she usually finishes something and then we don't hear from her for years. So I'm glad she's coming back finally.
That's so true. Yeah, like between her albums from her last one and then her second to last one, wasn't it like 5 years or something like that?
Yeah, that's the way it should be. I mean, take a 5-year break. Why not? Yeah. And that is what's trending. Okay, let's do it. Let's get you some tickets. We are going to play an early edition of Heads Up right now. Our number is 702-364-9400, and we've got tickets for you to see Andy Grammer. His Monster Tour is coming to Red Rock Casino and Resort on November 15th, and you are going to be there when you win Heads Up right now. All you have to do is pick a category and then get 6 answers in 60 seconds. Easy as that. Let's make you a winner right now. Caller 20, you get to play. Our number again, it's 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, let's get our contestant, Janaea. Good morning, you're caller 20.
Good morning.
Are you ready to play Heads Up for Andy Grammer tickets?
I'm totally ready.
Okay, let's pick a category. Do you want to go with Last Call or Oscar worthy?
Let's do Last Call.
Last Call? Okay. Happy Hour Day was yesterday. So these are all things that are associated with beer, clubs, alcohol, like that kind of world. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. You got this. 6 and 60 seconds is all we need. Let's do this.
All right, guys. Your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
When you go to order a drink, you order it from this person.
The bartender.
Yes. This is a drink with tequila, salt on the rim, a lime.
Tequila shot?
No, it's like...
margarita.
Yes, yes. This is the guy standing outside the club saying whether or not you can
go.
Yes. This is... you have to pay one of these to get in the club. Like, you have to pay a $10 what?
Cover charge.
Yes, yes. This is where the person playing the music is located. They're standing in the what?
It's in the stage.
Let's pass on that one. If you want to shake your booty, you go out on the what?
Dance floor.
Yes. Popping bottles of this.
Champagne.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. All right, Janaea, you got it. And I'm always impressed at the early morning Heads Up players who are so on it. The one we passed on, Janaea, was DJ Booth. That was kind of hard,
okay.
But we didn't need
hard.
It. You got it, and you are. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Happy Thursday. You ever have one of those moments where you swear you are just minding your own business and someone just looks at you like you are the biggest creeper in the world? And I think it happens faster than you think. One tiny little misunderstanding and suddenly you're like the weirdo in the room and your poor dad, Steph. What happened?
Yeah, my dad was telling me this story that he was accused of being a creeper. So he's a DJ, and when he likes to get new music, he'll go to like newer, trendier bars and clubs in San Diego. So he said he was out one night and he loves to go there and just get a vibe of what the crowd is doing. Like, is the crowd singing to songs? Is the crowd going to the dance floor for certain songs? He's basically doing his homework. So one night he went out and there was a group of girls in front of him. He was holding up his phone and one of the girls from the group that was right in front of him accused him of taking a video of them. The girl from the group, kind of like marched up to him and was like, excuse me. And he goes, kind of thrown off guard. Like, yes. She goes, are you taking a video of us? And mind you, his phone is up in the air. His eyesight isn't the best. So you know when older people, they put their phone away from them? It did look like he was recording them.
Oh God.
Turns out, he was just Shazamming the song that was in the club.
Oh,
so when my
poor
dad,
guy.
He was accused of being a creeper. He goes, what are you talking about? And then he realized, he was like, oh, no, girl. I'm just recording the Shazam. Like, I'm tapping the phone, thinking that the phone he was tapping to record tapping to Shazam the song.
Oh no, did the girls apologize after that?
She did. She was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. But it seemed as if, like, was she mad? Or my dad was kind of confused. Was she mad at me or did she want the video I was taking of her? I will never know.
That's a thing. And I honestly, I would have done the same thing if I was her. Unfortunately for your dad, he caught a stray on that one. But it's like, you know, some people get really weird with recording other people in public. So I would be like, excuse me, what are you doing? And then once I know it's a Shazam, it's like, oh, my bad. You know, I apologize. But I feel like that happens a lot in public, especially with phones, where you wonder if someone is being a creeper. Have you ever been accused of that, where you were completely innocent in what you were doing? And maybe it had something to do with the phone or maybe not. But have you ever been accused of being like that creepy person? And then you're like, no, I swear, I was not doing anything. 702-364-9400. I'm laughing because I thought of something just now where I got accused of it, or at least I wasn't really accused, but I could tell they thought it was a creeper. I was at the eye doctor. This is a couple of months ago, and I was just sitting there in the waiting room, and there were other people in the waiting room. And when I sit somewhere, I just zone out. I just I'll just like start staring at something, but not realize I'm staring at it. Like I'm just thinking of something in my eyes. Just lock in and I don't even realize what I'm looking at. So my brain starts drifting and my eyes landed on this lady directly across from me.
Oh, no.
Directly. But I didn't realize that it happened. I didn't even notice that I was staring. So she all of a sudden goes, are you okay?
Excuse you? That's how she said it?
Yes, just like that. And she moved her head side to side. Are you okay? And it took me a second. Like, I didn't realize she was talking to me. I was like, I didn't hear it. And she goes, hello. And then I look at her and I like snapped out of it. And I go, what? What? I'm sorry. I go, I'm sorry. What? And she goes, like, you're staring at me. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I space out a lot. I did not realize I was staring at you. I am so sorry. I feel awful. And then she started laughing and she goes, oh, I was just checking because, you know, at least I feel good. I know my vision is sharp enough that I could see you staring at me. So she kind of made a joke about it, but it was just like, she thought I was such a creeper. I just wanted to slide behind the wall of the eyeglass frames forever. I was so embarrassed.
I can see that though from the girl's perspective, because you know, you're looking right at her. I would be like super uncomfortable. What is this woman doing staring at me? And we're at the eye doctor too.
And I have like RBF, so it probably looked like I was just like mean mugging her so hard.
Yeah.
I just felt so bad about it. So yeah, I've been in that situation before. Donna, hey, good morning. Have you ever been accused of being the creeper? Donna.
Yes.
What happened?
I was at the Atlanta, Georgia airport. And you know, you're traveling. It's something new. So I pulled out my camera while I'm sitting in the lobby waiting for my airplane. And some woman came across me and said, are you recording me? Loud and really angry. And I was just in shock because that wasn't my intention. I was like kind of just panning the room, you know, to say in my memory, I'm at the airport. And boy, was she mad. I just couldn't get over it.
Oh my God.
I still can't get over it.
Yeah. Or you, when you like end up in someone's like crowd shot and you know it, I always turn my head. I always turn it just because I'm like, oh man, I'm going to be that person looking at the camera like,
smart.
No, Donna, I totally get the shot that you were going for. It's like, hey, look, I'm at the airport, but then that lady just happens to be in your line of sight, so she gets upset.
Oh, I own it. If I'm in someone's shot, I'm posing, I'm smiling, I'm doing the peace sign.
Oh my gosh, I just know I'm gonna end up on TikTok if I do something like that.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Barry's Downtown Prime inside Circa, now taking home orders for Thanksgiving.
Well, the government shutdown finally over after 43 days. You could almost hear the sigh of relief from every federal worker. The House pushed a funding package through late last night with a 222-209 vote. The president signed it around 7 our time. Agencies started waking back up today. Some are funded for the full year. The rest are running on an extension until January 30th. So we all get to enjoy the holidays knowing another fight is waiting on the other side. Six Democrats crossed the aisle. Two Republicans voted no. Workers are reporting today, but everyone is still in that holding pattern of wondering when paychecks and back pay will hit. SNAP benefits, they get turned back on within 24 hours, according to the USDA. And the Transportation Department is keeping the current flight cuts in place while they figure out air traffic controllers. So the good news is, yes, the shutdown is over. The not so fun news is things are returning to normal in slow motion.
Oh, yeah. This past weekend, I thought that I was going to see really bad effects at the airports. Yes, the regular TSA line at Harry Reid on Friday was long, but thankfully I had pre-check, was fine. And, you know, passing through the security, I felt compelled to just say, hey, thank you guys for working during this time. And the girl by the metal detector, she goes, thank you so much for saying that. It's as if they don't get it enough. And I just, everyone that worked through this time, just thank you so much. And I'm hoping that there is an end in sight. At least this is the mark of seeing that end of the tunnel.
Well, yeah, it's over. So hopefully, yeah, now they start getting paid. And so, yeah, we're really, that's a good thing for sure. Mm-hmm. And the people that just showed up every day not getting paid, I mean, major respect that. And to have a good attitude about it the whole time.
Seriously.
My gosh. Also this morning, a new survey tried to see if people can tell the difference between AI-made music and human-made music. 97%. Of the 9,000 people tested it, got it wrong, which is insane. 97. I had to read that twice. That means almost everyone thought they were picking the human clip, and they were not. And more than half of the people in the study said the whole thing just left them uneasy. We're talking about the number one song on the country digital charts right now is by AI, and the song sounds so good. It's by Breaking Rust called Walk My Walk. This is AI, you guys.
Crazy.
I don't know even what to say, because I'm not a
big country music fan, but I love this song. It's so good. 51% of people said that their playlists are about to fill up with AI kind of music because it's so good. And it's knowing what people want to hear, the sounds that entice them, the sounds that make them want to keep listening longer and longer. And I mean, like, the appetite is there. AI is figuring it out. It's crazy.
I hate and love this at the same time because it's so fascinating to know that technology, within seconds, you type something up, give them what kind of song you want. This is the theme of it, and it's done.
Yeah, it's really, it's cool that there's this exists, but it's also scary because you can't tell the difference. But yeah, that that is something when 97% of the people can't figure it out. Wow, we have a problem here. So finally this morning, this might be the most joyful side gig ever offered. CableTV.com. They're hiring a chief of cheer to watch 25 holiday movies in 25 days for $2,500. They're giving you streaming subscriptions. They're even giving you a plush blanket to cuddle up on the couch with and another $2,500 to donate to your favorite charity. Now, they close applications on December 4th. If you want to apply, they're going to announce the winner the next day. So if you're a person who gets emotional over the first holiday commercial of the season, this is your moment. This is your Super Bowl. And the binge, it begins as soon as they hand you the blanket. You're ready to go.
Did you say these are new Christmas movies or all old?
They say they're holiday movies. Okay. So I'm not sure exactly what is on the list.
So like last year, when you asked us to watch The Hot Frosty, that was a great movie. But The Merry Gentleman with Chad Michael Murray, I hated that movie. Like, who wrote this? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was awful. I couldn't even get through it. The one I keep seeing now on my Netflix queue, I don't know if anyone has watched it, but it's Merry Xmas.
Oh.
A Merry Little Xmas with Alicia Silverstone.
I haven't seen it yet.
That's like on my that's like on the front page of my Netflix. So I think I'm going to make that my first holiday movie of the season.
I know I'm looking forward to the one with Zooey Deschanel. It's called Merv and it's on Amazon Prime or Prime Video. It releases on December 10th. It's about a dog. Have you seen this movie?
No.
Or the trailer? The trailer is about Zooey X. They break up, but they share custody of a dog. And the dog is sad because they're breaking up and he has to go from home to home during the holidays.
Oh my gosh. Okay, already my heartstrings are pulled. Sign me up. If you ever want to reach out to the show, you have a comment, you want to do a shout out, we love to hear from you. Our number is 702-364-9400. We got a text this morning. Deegan is turning 12, so happy birthday,
yay,
Deegan. Have a great one. Definitely keep that number handy because I want to get your guys' opinion on something. So this story, it's kind of wild. It's so soap opera-ish. I just don't even know what to think. If your partner cheats on you, should you be able to sue the person they cheated with? And that's the big question in this story. Once you hear it, you're going to understand why some people are split on it. So there's this TikTok creator. Her name's Brene, and she has almost 3 million followers. And she does like lifestyle content, outfit of the day kind of stuff, things like that. And she was sued by a woman named Akira Montague. And this was personal because Akira and Brene, they were friends. They talked about marriage problems. Akira shared that she... things that she thought was safe to say to someone that she trusted, right?
Yikes, yeah.
So meanwhile, Akira's husband, Tim, was not only her partner, but he was Brene's manager. He's the TikToker's manager.
Oh.
And Brene was married. This is so complicated. I'm trying to make it as simple as possible. Brene, the TikToker, was married to Tim's cousin. So this whole thing's already tangled.
Jeez.
Right off the bat, right? Well, according to the lawsuit, Brene used the things that Akira told her and started getting close to Tim. And the complaint describes her flirting with him, sending him sexual videos and messages, meeting him at their home, even posting videos talking about wanting to marry him and have kids with him.
Ugh.
So Akira says she discovered this affair because she saw a video of them together inside their house. So, it just got so messy. So she sued her.
And a North Carolina jury ruled against Brené, the TikToker, and ordered her to pay $1.75 million.
Oh, my God.
$250,000 for criminal conversation, which is North Carolina's term of having a romantic relationship with a married person. And then $1.5 million for alienation of affection, which is basically the legal way of saying you helped to break up a marriage. And Brené saying that, hey, this marriage was already over, but the jury disagreed. Here's what makes all of this more interesting. Only six states still allow these kind of lawsuits. You've got North Carolina, Utah, South Dakota, Mississippi, New Mexico, and Hawaii. Everyone else removed these laws years ago. So here's a question. If your partner cheats, should you be able to go to hold the outside party responsible? Do you think that these laws should exist in all 50 states? 702-364-9400.
This is insane. But just hearing it from surface level, I truly think that the person who sued the TikToker is in it for money. Like, why are you suing when the outside party, when really you're taking the focus away from the spouse who cheated on you? This is such a money grab, and it's villainizing the woman. Yes, did she know? And I'm not going to say, oh, cheating is fine, adultery is fine. No, but the lawsuit itself and you trying to get money from something that really should be between you and your husband, it just takes away from all that. I just think there's better ways to handle it than feeling like you need to get legal involved. Go to therapy. I don't know, maybe dealing it with other ways. This is just prolonging the process of you trying to make a divorce finalized, in my opinion.
Does it mean anything though? Like if someone knows you're married and still steps into your relationship, maybe they should be held accountable.
I think that
they're not innocent by any means.
Absolutely. They're not innocent. But I don't think that you need to sue for $1.75 million. I think that's just taking it way too far.
Well, what if this woman doesn't have anything now? Because the husband was the manager. She supported him. Mm-hmm. And so now the two of them walk away with everything. And then she's like, I supported you for all these years. And then you cheated on me. Then, like, I mean, therapy doesn't pay your bills, unfortunately. You know what I mean?
I do get what you're saying. I do think that there's a way to go about it. Maybe it's in the divorce. Maybe they do split everything, or how that might go with as far as finances go. I don't know that part, but I just think as far as surface level, it didn't need to go to a lawsuit.
Anonymous, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. So I think in a situation like this, where it's not some random girl from the bar or a club or, you know, someone who didn't know about you, it's someone who used information that you shared in confidence. And really, you know, the marriage may not have been on good footing, but they overstepped. And I feel like the lawsuit is 100% valid.
It kind of feels like this was like insider information, you know, and I do get what you're saying, Anonymous. It's like this TikToker lady really utilized and took advantage of the relationship she had with this woman to get involved in it. And so I get the argument for suing it. I really do. Thank you so much for your call. Let's talk to Sandra. Sandra, good morning. What do you think?
Well, I mean, they're obviously the person that, you know, got all the information was wrong. But at the end of the day, the husband is the one that owes her the loyalty. It's his, you know, responsibility. Once you get married, you're loyal to that person forever, no matter what, no matter what. And, you know, I mean, karma will get the both of them.
Right, right.
No matter what.
And I get what you're saying. It's like you go straight to the vows. The outside person didn't make them. The spouse made the vows, right? They were the person that Correct. Promised the loyalty and the honesty. So maybe holding a stranger responsible for a commitment that they didn't make feels off. But then that person felt like they were more than a stranger, you know? They were like a friend involved.
It's such a mess. Karma will get the both of them, the other two. Karma will.
I agree with you. I think karma always finds a way of getting back to people. Ramon, what do you think about this?
I'm going to go totally valid. And she probably could have got more than 1.75. I wonder if the state of North Carolina has emotional damage that she could have sued for more. For sure. She don't hate the player, hate the game. The state allows it, so she just used her resources. And yeah, she probably has more money than 1.75. Anyways, TikTokers make a lot of money.
Yeah,
of
does
bank.
She have a TikTok shop? What's yeah. she selling in her TikTok shop?
Link in bio for my TikTok shop. And she does probably get paid out, not going to lie.
Oh, man. Well, she's getting this money, and they think it's valid. But if you're thinking about doing this here in Nevada, sorry. You can go up to Utah and do it.
Do you have to be living in Utah?
I think you do.
Darn it, let's get an address.
Hey, let's go up there. Go cheat on me in Utah and we'll make this happen. All right, let's do it. It is time to win. Time to play the Mega Minute.
Uh-oh. Are you ready?
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Bianca, you are caller 20. And I hear your daughters are in the car with you. Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Oh, this is amazing. Okay, ladies, let's do this. It's Mega Minute time. Time to win these tickets to our advanced screening of Wicked for Good. All you got to do is answer these 10 questions in 60 seconds or less, and you are going to the screening. I don't care who shouts out the right answer. If I hear it, we're moving on to the next question. So if you know it, don't be afraid to say it. Okay, guys?
You got it.
All right.
You got it.
Oh, I love this. Okay, guys, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. In a minute, it starts now.
In the movie Wicked, what cleaning tool does Elphaba fly on?
A broom.
Yes. Yeah. Who is the singer John Legend married to?
Oh, gosh.
Judy Garland plays which character in The Wizard of Oz?
Dorothy.
Yes. Which organ in the human body helps us breathe?
Lungs.
Yes. What day does Veterans Day always land on?
9/11.
Yes. Francis Scott Key wrote which famous anthem?
Oh, gosh.
Which movie features the line, "Show me the money"?
House.
What U.S. state is Plymouth located in?
Boston. Massachusetts.
Yes.
Sorry.
Which President Richard Nixon resigned following what scandal?
The Watergate.
Yes. Who is the director of the Wicked movies?
Oh, pass.
Who is singer John Legend married to?
Christine.
Yes. Oh, but darn we didn't it. Get them all. Oh, you guys did so good. I love the teamwork, too.
I know.
Oh, hearing those sweet voices scream out answers, it just breaks my heart when we can't make you a winner. You guys, you did well by going back and answering that Chrissy Teigen one. Francis Scott Key wrote which famous anthem? That is the Star Spangled Banner. The movie that features the line, "Show me the money," that's Jerry Maguire, and the director of the Wicked movies is John M. Chu. I'm so sorry, ladies. You were not able to conquer the Mega Minute. But the good news is you're not out of the running yet. All you got to do is hang up and call right back. Caller 20, you are getting these tickets. Two of them to our advanced screening of Wicked for Good at AMC Town Square. Plus, you'll qualify for the grand prize, front of the line passes. Caller 20, those tickets are yours right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Barry's Downtown Prime Inside Circa, now taking home orders for Thanksgiving.
So Thanksgiving, speaking of it, travel, it's about to turn into its own adventure. Allstate looked at about 2 million trips and found the moments when drivers go from relaxed to stressed faster than you can say pumpkin pie, because phone use jumps, speeding jumps, hard braking jumps, people start driving with the kind of intensity that it's usually something that you don't see unless you're in like major traffic. So Sunday morning is the worst for speeding over the Thanksgiving holiday, with an 11% spike as everyone is racing home. We're talking the Sunday after Thanksgiving. The hotspots for heavy traffic are going to be Phoenix, Indianapolis, Oklahoma City, and Jacksonville. Those cities saw a 46% jump in out-of-state drivers last year. And you got to be really careful on the roads. Wherever wherever you are, but those are especially the bad ones. They say the smartest time to travel is at night or early morning. Worst time, 11 to 3 in the afternoon. That's known as the turkey jam hour. So
turkey jam, that's a new one. I've never heard that.
Yeah, Tuesday and Sunday night, those bring the most phone distractions. And then Thursday midday, that brings a wave of heartbreaking. I don't know if that's everybody on their way to someone else's house to eat or something, but they say that roadside assistance calls jump 20% the Monday before Thanksgiving. So maybe, you know, people trying to make the big drive to grandma's house or something like that.
Doing driving through Thanksgiving, or are you flying?
No, I'm not. I'm not looking forward to like the holiday travel at all, but driving is one thing I try to avoid at all costs.
Yes.
It's just, especially between, because most of our family that, you know, besides mine in Colorado is in California. And so it's just that I wish there was another route. You know,
besides, you know, there is, but it's horrible.
Oh, like not the back roads.
The back roads,
like another
sucks.
Legit route. Like the back roads. I don't want to go on a two lane street to get there. But are you guys going to drive anywhere?
No, we are staying home for Thanksgiving because our big one is Christmas when we're flying to the Philippines. So Thanksgiving, no.
No, you're not driving to the Philippines.
About it,
that big gigantic bridge that goes over the ocean.
I thought about it, and James, like, maybe not this year.
Oh, also this morning, Red Cup Day is back at Starbucks. Today's the day people line up before sunrise to get their free reusable holiday cup with any handcrafted drink. You can grab one in store, through the drive-thru, even through delivery. The design this year is made of 95% recycled materials, and it's got like that warm, cozy feeling on it. People are already talking about some of the big drinks that are back, the peppermint mochas, the caramel brulee lattes. So the energy is high, but the lines are long. So keep that in mind if you head out there this morning.
Go ahead.
Oh, the Red Cups, do they ever change, or they look the same every year?
No, they change the design on them. Yeah. So everybody goes and grabs theirs.
Okay, that makes sense. Because I was going to say, if they're the same, why go every year?
Yeah. You got, it's like the collectible thing.
Gotcha.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I was about to like say, why would someone get so excited over a cup? Like, that's so ridiculous. But then I think about the things I get excited over, and I'm not going to knock it. Like, you know, when the Luboos were big, I was like, oh my God, I got to get one. The Red Cup people are probably like, what is wrong with you?
Hey,
you
is know? The Luboo thing still a hype? How is that?
It's not. No, it's died down quite a bit, but I still like them. I always bring like a little baby one with me.
Oh my
It's
God.
Like my little security blanket. I always have one.
They're adorable. I think they're cute.
They're so cute.
Mercedes just showed us the purple mini Luboo.
So
that, not going to lie, from afar, it is pretty good.
I'm not gonna knock the Red Cup people. You guys do you. Whatever makes you happy.
Do you exactly.
Finally, this morning, a piece of American history ended yesterday, you guys. The last U.S. penny was minted in Philadelphia. Yeah, the president told the Treasury to stop making them because every single penny costs more than a penny to produce it. It costs 3.7 cents to make a penny. So I guess the math finally won on that one. But pennies have been around since 1793. They were pure copper at first. Then copper-plated zinc started in the 80s. Billions are still in circulation. And it's going to remain legal tender, obviously. But once they're gone, they're gone. Some businesses are already rounding to the nearest 5 cents when people pay with cash. And others are just asking for exact change. Experts say ending the penny means we're going to need more nickels. And those also cost more than their value to produce. So the whole thing comes with some trade-offs. People are kind of divided. Some worry that it pushes us closer to a cashless society. And then some people are excited to, you know, empty their couch cushions and pretend, you know, like they have a tiny little treasure.
Yesterday, I was at the store and I had a total of $7.99. That was my exact total. And then I noticed I had cash. So I gave them $8 and I told the cashier, keep the penny.
Big baller over here.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you know me.
Gee, thanks.
You know me. No, and then he goes, keep the penny. He's like, I don't know how to do that. And I'm like, you keep, because you know when you're at a cashier and the register will open automatically when you pay cash.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know how to do that. I'm like, just close the drawer. You don't need to give me the penny back. He goes, but then my total will be off.
Yeah, you don't want to mess up the till.
I'm like, please, I don't need the penny. Sorry. I have so many coins. The guy ended up giving me the penny. He goes, they're not going to be around much longer. Here, just keep it.
Yeah, it's a souvenir. It's a collector's item, like Luboo's.
Yes.
sometimes we hold things in our heads but never say them out loud, and the words we sit on and the moments that we miss, the people that we mean to reach out to but we don't, it's hard to look at when something happens, and it's not easy to be vulnerable, and it's not easy to admit these things. And Stefan and I have kind of been talking a little bit off the air. You said you wanted to talk about this.
Yeah, it's kind of been a heavy week for me. A close friend of mine, her name was Anna. She just recently passed away from brain cancer. She was a huge part of the San Diego dance community, and even credits a lot of the Jabberwockies for being an influence on them. And it happened really quickly. A couple weeks ago, we found out that she was diagnosed from brain cancer. She put out a social media post. She set up a GoFundMe link. And immediately, I donated and I texted her. And I think that's where I'm feeling right now. I wish I didn't text her. I wish I just called her or even left a voice message because she was in the hospital, and just letting her know how much she meant to me and how much of an amazing friend and mentor she was to me. But I did text her. I just said, "Hey, Anna, I saw your post about, you know, your diagnosis. Please let me know if you need anything." No response. I didn't expect anything. And then this past weekend, a friend texted me saying that she passed away. And it takes you back to that moment where you realize, like, darn it, why didn't I just call her? Or why couldn't I have just, while I was in San Diego this weekend, why couldn't I have just been around her friends and family? And it's the what ifs, but have you ever felt that way where you thought to yourself, I wish I would have said this or done that while I still could have? Or maybe you're thinking that about that right now with a friend that maybe you've kind of grown apart from. Do you ever feel like that? Or do you ever feel like there's that moment where, ugh, why didn't I just say it when I could have?
I think, don't we all have that moment at some point in our lives where it's like that coulda, woulda, shoulda kind of moment? I mean, it's just like, sometimes I worry that I live too much in the past and think of how I could have done things differently to save this relationship, or how I could have done things differently to make this person feel good, or things like that. 702-364-9400 is our number. First of all, I want to say I'm so sorry. I remember when you asked me about your friend's diagnosis a couple weeks ago, and it's the same thing my dad was diagnosed with, and so I get it, and I know you've been struggling and trying to make sense of all this, and losing someone shakes you in a way that you can't plan for.
Yeah,
there's just no way. You keep replaying the moments that you wish you had, and that hurts because you cared. So you got to give yourself some grace. You have to do that. You owe that to yourself. The love you had for her, that was real. And she, I'm sure, knew that. And you don't owe anyone perfection in the middle of grief.
Yeah.
You can't do that to yourself. You're allowed to miss her. You're allowed to feel angry. You're allowed to feel sad. You're allowed to feel confused. You're allowed to take your time. But you're definitely not alone in doing any of that. I think that you have to right now, more than anything, give yourself a little bit of grace on stuff like that, because we can all look back and look at things that we could have done differently or should have done or should have said. I mean, I know I do that. I do that with, you know, a lot of things with my dad. I do that now with my mom. Like, hey, why didn't I call her this weekend and tell her this or whatever? And then I'll do it the next day. So maybe it's just a good reminder to people to not wait.
Yeah.
Because you never know if you're going to even get that chance again.
I actually, going through this grief with my friend Anna, I actually did think about all the friendships that I do have. And while they're still on this earth, I texted a really good friend of mine who I've grown apart from. And I immediately said, I am so sorry for not feeling like I've been there for you these past couple years. I know we're in different cities, but with Anna's passing, I think life is too short. And I want to get back to the friendship that we had. And immediately she texted me stuff, and she had like the crying emoji.
Yeah, so it's a good reminder to do that, to not take take those things for granted. What was the thing that you still look back on and you maybe feel like I should have done this? And how can we help each other, give each other a little bit of grace on that? You know, we're about to play the song The Middle by Jimmy World. And I love this song because I feel like the lyrics talk to you and they tell you to take your time, trust that you're gonna be okay. And you hear that line, everything will be all right. And it just, it hits different. Mix 94.1, and it is Mercedes in the Morning. Also, guys, we got to get these nominations in. Our November Teacher of the Month, it is coming up, and we want to hear about these amazing teachers in the Valley. Do you know one that deserves to have the spotlight shine on them? Please let us know. All you got to do is reach out to us through our website, mix941.fm. Click on the contest tab and tell us why your teacher deserves to be Teacher of the Month. Maybe they're a coworker, maybe they're your kid's teacher. Tell us all about them. And at the end of the week, we're going to do a random draw where one teacher is going to win a $150 Visa gift card from Finley Chevrolet, another one from Silver State Schools Credit Union, and a personalized Mercedes in the Morning plaque from H&J Trophies, plus the bragging rights that they are the November Teacher of the Month. So get those nominations in. Entries close tomorrow. And thank you to Finley Chevrolet and Silver State Schools Credit Union for making Teacher of the Month possible.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hi, Kayla, you're caller 20.
Hi, Mercedes.
Good morning. Let's do this. Let's play some Heads Up. We want to get you these tickets to see Mark Anthony, his residency at the Fountain Blue Las Vegas. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Crikey, It's Wild, or Breadwinners?
I kind of want to say the first one.
Okay, Crikey, It's Wild. I think you'll get this. I think this is pretty good. Steve Irwin Day is coming up. It's on Saturday. And these are different wild animals. Think like Australia / generally wild animals, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we got this. All we need to do is get six in 60 seconds and you win. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's do it.
All right, guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
It's not an alligator, but it's a bigger one.
Crocodile?
Yes, yes. This is an animal that hops and it has a pouch in front of, on the front.
Kangaroo?
Yes. This is a type of bear that is really cute and gray and clings to you.
Koala?
Yes. This is the animal that will get you with the spear at the end of it. It unfortunately killed Steve Irwin. Let's pass. This is in the sea and it has eight arms.
Octopus?
Yeah, octopus, yes. This is a great white what?
Shark?
Yes. This, a boa constrictor, a rattle blank.
Snake.
Yes, yes, nice. Yes.
Yay.
You got it. Congratulations, Kayla.
I do want to know what the questions of what the answer was. So it's the
it was a stingray. A stingray killed Steve Irwin. I don't know. I just felt weird about giving that as a clue, but like I didn't know what else to say. So it just makes me so sad because I love him and I love watching Robert Irwin, his son, on Dancing with the Stars.
Isn't
I'm so obsessed with him. He was so awesome. But you won. Congratulations. You are.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I want to go back to this. We talked about it earlier in the Hot 3, and I just love this idea. Picture your dream job, and now picture it wearing pajamas, sipping on your hot cocoa, quoting Elf, because someone is about to be hired as the chief of cheer, which feels like the job I was born for. I want to be the chief of cheer.
Chief of cheer?
Yes.
I love this.
And you get $2,500 to watch 25 Christmas movies in 25 days. Something a lot of us will be doing anyway, but now you actually get paid for it. You get a plush blanket because, you know, you want to be comfortable. You get streaming subscriptions so you don't have to borrow your sister's login or anything like that. They even donate another $2,500 to the charity of your choice, which kind of makes you feel like you're being productive while you are doing absolutely nothing. But the whole thing, like, made me look at what would I put in my holiday movie queue?
Ooh.
You know, if this was you, 25 movies in 25 days, all holiday related. If you're the chief of cheer and your reputation rested on picking the best of the best, what goes on your Christmas movie watch list? 702-364-9400. What is the film that makes you feel like the season started the second it comes on?
Yeah, oh my God, this is so hard. There's so many good classic Christmas movies. But number one on my Christmas movie list has to be How the Grinch Stole Christmas with Jim Carrey.
Oh, really?
Yes, that is my go-to. I think there was something about when I was a kid, Jim Carrey was my actor. I loved everything from Liar Liar, Ace Ventura, Dumb and Dumber, but Christmas movies, top of my list. There's something about when he was a baby in the Grinch movies, when that baby Grinch comes on and he's talking to Martha May. Oh, Martha. Oh, Christmas. That is my number one Christmas movie.
I need to give it another chance because I know I watched it once and it didn't resonate with me. But
okay,
it could have just been the day. It could have just been the mood. I need to go back and watch it again. I remember the cartoon, watching that. And I never liked it because I just thought the Grinch was so mean.
He is mean.
I guess that's the point of it, all right?
The cartoon one does not even compare to the one with Jim Carrey.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out. Let's talk to Annette, 702-364-9400. Annette, you have to put a movie, one of the best movies, on the holiday watch list. What goes on it?
Scrooge.
Oh, with, which one? The one with Bill Murray?
Either Bill Murray or the Duck.
Oh, that was Scrooge McDuck.
Yes.
A Christmas Carol. Yes.
Oh,
that
God.
Is a holiday classic. There are so many good versions of it. I agree. That one definitely has to go on the list. Okay, we got the Grinch. We got Scrooge. I need to talk about Elf for a second. Every year I try to switch it up and watch something new, and every year I end up right back with Buddy. Like, I just feel like that movie kind of hits me in a place I can't even explain it. It's like the syrup scene still makes me laugh. The mailroom scene still makes me laugh. The snowball fight still makes me laugh. Like, all of that stuff. And when he decorates the store overnight, I just am like, oh, it's just so endearing. So I think we have to put Elf on that list.
We do. You know another person in that movie that I feel like is a little underrated is Zooey Deschanel.
She's great. What a great singer, too.
When she's singing in the shower. Yeah. Yes.
Agreed. Brizzy, what movie has to go on the holiday watch list?
My number one movie is The Family Stone. Absolutely love it. It's got Sarah Jessica Parker, Rachel McAdams, and Luke Wilson in it, Diane Keaton. Me and my sisters watch it every single year.
I've seen that. It's a sad movie, right?
Well, no, it has a happy ending.
Okay, what am
I thinking?
It's
all around Christmas family stuff.
Okay, huh? Yeah. Oh, they're all fighting. They're siblings that are fighting, right?
Yes.
Okay, yep, I remember that one. I don't know which one I was mistaking it for, but yes, I agree. That goes on the list for sure. John, what is the holiday movie that has to go on the watch list?
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh my gosh, yes. I love that movie. The lines in there, the one-liners, yes, are so funny.
I love it when he's putting up the Christmas decorations and he's all mad and he's like, "I'm going to," like, he's like, doesn't he get electrocuted?
Oh yeah, like multiple times. My favorite line, I can't say on the radio, but it's when the cousin Eddie is cleaning out the out
the trailer,
and he's like, "The blank is full." If I can't say it. I mean, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Someone just texted and said, "My husband and I watch Die Hard every year. Yes, it is a Christmas movie. I will die on this hill."
Really?
That's a whole other debate.
Ramon, Christmas movie, Die Hard or not?
Oh, definitely Christmas movie.
No!
Yeah, it's not that. There's a Christmas office party. That's how it starts.
But that's not how, like, the movie doesn't revolve around the theme of Christmas.
It's a Christmas movie.
It's like terrorism.
Oh, it's true. I do want to say Elf, overrated. Grinch, excellent movie. Best Christmas movie, Bad Santa with Billy Bob Thornton. Hilarious. One of the funniest movies ever.
Like, I really feel like that kind of sums up your personality right there.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Barry's Downtown Prime Inside Circa, now taking home orders for Thanksgiving.
Home ownership in America looks a little different these days. The average home buyer,
oh,
okay?
No. Okay.
Is now 59 years old.
59 average?
Yes. Like, why is that? I'm not saying 59 is old, but like, for the average age of a homeowner, it just seems a little on the higher end. First time buyers are hitting the market at 40. Higher mortgage rates, low inventory and incomes that are not keeping up with, you know, the cost of living have really pushed younger buyers to the sidelines while the boomers stay put on that.
I am in shock.
Yeah, that's insane. I mean, I was fortunate to be like half that age to be a home buyer, and that blew my guess out of the water.
Yeah, they say that realtors are saying that older repeat buyers with more savings and equity, they're pretty much running the show, and younger buyers they're delaying marriage, they're delaying kids, and that used to kind of be the gateway to buying their first starter home.
That is for me and James. James and I were like, I know we can raise a kid in an apartment, and I'm not against it. I would prefer to have a home so we have more space. Plus, I've talked about how I want James's parents to help raise it, and we've all agreed we all want James's parents to help raise our kid. We'll need a home. If I don't have a home, I guess me, my mom, and my husband are just going to be a little two-bedroom apartment. And that's fine, too.
So are you, like, it's kind of like the chicken and the egg debate. So what comes first, the pregnancy and then the home, or the home and then the pregnancy?
Preferably the home first, then the baby.
But you just... there's like no plans.
Yeah.
It's like, whatever happens, happens, you know?
I think the game plan is James's parents to move back from the Philippines first. Let's get that in order. And then we know, okay, let's buy a home. Okay, let's have a baby.
Do you have a date for that?
No.
Oh, that's okay. You don't have to. Don't. Nothing has to be set in stone. Life happens.
Yeah.
It may happen in a way that you didn't plan.
Yeah.
And hey. So who knows?
Come
who
on
knows?
The show. I got some news for you.
Yeah. Also this morning, there's new research that shows that a partner's attitude, speaking of having kids, a partner's attitude plays a bigger role in pregnancy than people may think. This study followed more than 200 couples and found that when married fathers had stronger self-esteem, resilience, stuff like that, their partners had lower levels of inflammation during pregnancy. So they measured it using like all these reactive proteins in the blood samples. And the more support and confidence that the dads reported, the healthier and longer the pregnancy tended to be. On the flip side, women without a positive partner presence, they had more inflammation. They usually gave birth earlier, stuff like that. So guys or ladies, lose the attitude and like let's provide a positive environment.
So Jackie had a pretty bad pregnancy, you know, morning sickness till, you know, all 9 months. And I tried my best to have the best attitude. But sometimes even then, you know, my patience was wearing thin.
Well, that's you weren't carrying it. So I'm so sorry your patience ran thin.
That was rough.
What about you, Mercedes, when you're pregnant with the girls?
It's so funny because I had two totally different pregnancies. Like the first one, I think it's just because it was the first one. I was scared. I didn't know what to think, and same thing with Matt. He was very supportive, but I didn't know what was going on, what was right, what was wrong. So I was just super scared, and like I ended up gaining like 80 pounds. I didn't know what to do. I thought, oh, I gotta eat more, I gotta do this. And then the second one, once I had gone through it, I literally went to the gym up until the day before I gave birth. Like, wow. Yeah, I ended up gaining like only 25 pounds on that pregnancy. Like it was night and day.
I've heard about people and moms, like the more exercise that you get, the better you'll feel, but you'll never know until you really are pregnant. And if your body allows you, does your doctor allow you?
Yeah, it really, what my doctor said is if you're doing it now, you can keep doing it, but don't start a whole exercise routine if you've never done it once you get pregnant.
Oh, your third trimester?
Yeah, like all of a sudden I'm going to start, you know, doing crazy stuff. So
yeah.
That's basically what they told me. Finally, this morning, a new poll looked at how good people think they are at pronouncing names, and the confidence levels are wild. The 30% of people say they are above average at pronouncing people's names. 55% say they're average. And 7% say they don't know how the heck to pronounce anyone's name. They trip over every new one they hear. And most people believe their own name should be easy for others to say, but more than a quarter admit that their last name can get tricky. So I emailed you guys a list of names, okay?
Okay.
And I want to do a name pronunciation test to see how good you guys are, okay? Round one. Steph, pronounce that first name.
Anna.
Ramon, how do you pronounce it?
No. Anna.
Really? You don't say Anna?
No.
There's only one N.
A-N-A. Anna.
I would say Anna because there's only one N.
Oh.
But if there's two N's, I would say Anna.
If there was two N's and one N, maybe I'd go Anna instead of Anna.
Interesting. Okay. What about the second name?
Elena.
Elena.
I would say Elena.
Stop. Oh,
you're getting fancy.
Now you're showing off. Mercedes.
No. My neighbor, her name was Maria Elena. So that's like, that's the reason why I'm saying, okay, what about the third one?
Ariana. Okay.
Yeah.
Fourth one.
Oh, God, this is going to trip me up because I have a friend that spells it one way. Okay. Cara.
Kara.
Yeah. Friend Cara messed it up for me, okay?
Last one on that round.
Luis.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
All right, round two. These are celebrity names. All right, Ramon, let's start with you.
Timothy Chalamet.
Okay, second one.
Idina Menzel.
Adele Dazeem.
Okay, John Travolta.
Okay, third one, Ramon.
Lupita. Nagango.
What?
Lupita Nyong'o.
Nyong'o.
And last one?
Ooh, the fine Charlize Theron.
I see, say Charlize Theron.
I say Charlize Theron.
Okay. All three different.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me give you a Vegas edition, a bonus Vegas edition. What is the, how do you pronounce the street that is on West Charleston between Fort Apache and Town Center?
Girl, you lost me with all them directions.
H-U-A-L-A-P-A-I.
Oh. Okay, okay.
Say it.
Hualapai.
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 Do you pronounce the H?
I don't say it. You guys do it? You say Hualapai?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cool whip.
So it's not horchata, it's horchata?
Horchata. It's Mercedes in the morning. You know what I realized today? We do not talk about the good stuff enough. Like, we will move from problem to problem, just like speed walking through life. Like, oh, here's a problem, here's a problem. Have you ever noticed that?
Oh, yeah. And it's like, okay, on to the next. Let's go. Let's go.
But there was this video that just came out, and it's so cute, and it really made me kind of stop and reset. It's a small town in Ohio, their school district. They set up a microphone and a camera in the hallway of this school. And there was a note on there that said, share something good that's happened to you. That's it. Nothing fancy, no script. And the answers were so heartwarming. I'm going to play some of these here, but I want you to just stop really quick and think, what's something great that has happened to you recently? And it doesn't have to be huge. Something small. Wait until you hear some of these answers from these kids.
I woke up at the good time today for school, so I didn't miss the bus.
Someone told me that my hair looked really pretty today. There was a new girl at school today, and I think I made a new friend, so yeah.
I got 100% on my German test today.
Thank you. I think the best part of my day today was seeing all my teachers like come to school and be happy to see us and like smiling.
I mean, it's like a little wave of light coming from these people who have every reason to be overwhelmed right now, right? They're in school. They've got the pressures of school. But instead, they focused on just these little things that lifted them. What is just something little that has lifted you recently? 702-364-9400. Here's some of the other answers.
We went to Pilates this morning.
I finally got a girlfriend.
A good thing that happened to me today was Ms. Gates, she complimented my artwork.
I got to sleep in until like noon yesterday, and I watched a movie with my mom, and it was a really good day.
And I got my braces off recently.
Like those little things. It's just, I don't know. I feel like we have to look at the big things that happen to us that are so great, but we never really appreciate the tiny little small things. Do you guys have one of those?
I just had one recently. Why does this get me choked up over the small thing?
I think it's because we don't take the time,
yeah,
honestly. And so when we do, we realize that there's a lot of good in our lives, you know?
When I was with my mom this past weekend, I went to go visit her house. And randomly, I was telling her, like, whatever happened to all of my old VHS tapes, all of the Disney movies from, like, Hercules, Aristocrats. I even remember I had the original Harriet the Spy movie in the orange VHS tape. I was like, whatever happened to those? She goes, they're in my garage. I thought they were lost this whole time. So it was like a twofer. Me finally realizing that my VHS tapes were lost and then spending time with my mom at the same time.
Yeah, just something like that. I mean, having those VHS tapes, seriously, like those are just childhood memories right there, you know?
And they're all collecting dust, but we'll dust them off.
We're getting some texts here. This one's from T. I turned in to M in the AM and heard the positivity. Thank you. I'm glad. What about you, Ramon?
Listening to this video and watching the video, I don't know why. Maybe it's because I got a son now. I'm a big softy, but it did get me emotional because I picture my son going up there and just saying something, the smallest thing like, oh, I got first place in Fortnite last night or something. But I would say yesterday, you know, was the dreaded leg day. And when I got home, Jackie had like this flatbread with peanut butter and bananas waiting for me because she knew it was leg day. And I was like, oh, this is the perfect like lunch post-workout, and it felt good.
Just something small, like someone cared about you and you didn't even have to ask for it.
Like I said, emotional for sure.
That's really cool. I love it.
What about you, Mercedes? Something good that happened to you?
It was just a small thing. It was so small, and one of you did it.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Ramon?
Huh? Me?
Do you know what it is?
Oh, your outfit was fire.
Yes!
Yes!
Yes.
I just posted a picture of me yesterday at the official opening of the Giving Machine. And
yes!
I get this message from Ramon, and he writes, that outfit. And then he puts the fire emoji, and I was just like...
I'm getting emotional again.
I'm like, thank you.
That color. I love that color.
Is it the burgundy?
Yes. That color was fire.
Describe your outfit.
It was just, it's just like an oversized suit, you know, burgundy pants, burgundy jacket, and a silver like shirt underneath. I don't know. I just like the fact that you took the time. Like, if anyone ever likes a photo of mine, I'm always like, thank you. Like, well, you know, because people don't do that. People just scroll. And yeah. So the fact that you actually took the time to write something, I don't know. That meant a lot to me.
Well, I wasn't expecting that answer, if I'm being honest.
Meanwhile, Ramon's making fun of my dog on my Instagram story. So I don't know.
Okay, we'll talk about the bad stuff tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.